WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Ted Cruz's campaign for president is over.
I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Not an establishment candidate himself, Cruz suggested it was time to think of the damage the bitter words between himself and Donald Trump were doing to the party.
We are suspending our campaign. But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty.
Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, appeared humbled last night by his victory in Indiana that resulted in the moment that came as a surprise to him and his family.
When he arrived at Trump Tower yesterday, he thought he'd be giving a speech about a victory in Indiana and looking toward the remaining upcoming primaries. Instead, he stepped into the role of the Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
Just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Earlier in the day, the two men were ripping into each other. Last night, Trump struck a conciliatory tone, saying he didn't expect this. He had been hitting Cruz with a mark. Steve Kastenbaum at Trump Tower in New York.
Mark, Brunswick line services back to normal this morning now that crews have finished cleaning up the last of the Sunday morning CSX train derailment in northeast Washington. That effort had disrupted Brunswick line service the past 2 days. CSX says it will also resume regular freight and rail service through that stretch of track today as well. The Federal Transit Administration versus the Federal Railroad Administration. The National Transportation Safety Board says Metro would be a lot better off with one agency over the other.
The NTSB says a lot of the recommendations they made in the wake of the L'Enfant smoke incident wouldn't have been needed had the Federal Railroad Administration been in charge of safety oversight. Right now, it's the Federal Transit Administration.
The FTA continues to rely on local transit systems to create their own rules and to determine what constitutes effective inspection and enforcement.
Says NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart, FRA has more authority and it can fine WMATA.
The main thing is they have the ability to set regulations, inspect against those regulations, and enforce against those regulations.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia legislators are working on crafting a new safety oversight agency. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Detroit teachers will be back in the classrooms today following a 2-day sick out over uncertainty about whether they would be paid. The fight continues, however, between the union and state lawmakers over a plan to restructure the Detroit school district and its debt. Meanwhile, President Obama will be in Flint, Michigan today to get an update on that city's lead-in-the-water crisis.
Like most Americans, President Barack Obama has seen from afar the disturbing images coming out of Flint, Michigan. The toxic brown and yellow water, the angry accusations, like this one from Pennsylvania Representative Matt Cartwright.
There you are, dripping with guilt, but drawing your paycheck.
But on Wednesday,
I will be visiting Flint.
The president will be meeting with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, and federal officials investigating the crisis. He'll also participate in a roundtable discussion with Flint residents. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,751, the NASDAQ at 47.63. Sports, the bullpen can't hold them as the Nationals blow a 3-run lead in the ninth and lose to the Royals. The Orioles beat the Yankees, and the Caps aim to even the series tonight in Game 4 against the Penguins. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Round the Beltway, you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next?
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit mutualfundstore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start in Virginia, 95 northbound Stafford to Aquia on the brakes. Again, Dale City and in Newington. Just that morning rush hour volume starting to increase. Same story with 66 as you push in towards Centerville. Speaking of Centerville, always have the signal light delays pushing slowly. 28 northbound heading up onto I-66. Now, around the Beltway we go. Just a little bit of volume starting to form, leaving Silver Spring and through to Bethesda, but whew, this morning lanes are open. Like to see that. And as opposed to yesterday, 295 with lanes open, we're moving along a little bit slow now as we get into the rush hour. Southbound 295 to get you past East Capitol Street to the Wilson Bridge, delay free. If you continue on to 295 north, just seeing some of that stop and go past the Naval Research Lab, 270, leaving Frederick off and on down toward Hyattstown and Clarksburg, seeing those brake lights. If your computer is running slow, go to my clean PC and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate my clean PC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 55 in Herndon, 52 in Bowie, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. El Nino is fading, but here comes La Nina, and she's worse. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL. What a day, what a day. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Coming up at 6:35, if you're going to fly this summer, you may be facing incredibly long lines at the TSA safety checkpoint. And we're going to talk to a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about that and what happened. At 7:05, Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist. Why is it that Hillary Clinton can't put this guy away, this Bernie Sanders guy away? He'll give us his sense of it coming up at 7:05. 7:35, National Security Analyst Katie McFarland. Then at 8:05, here to talk about presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump will be Matt Schlapp. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
At 12 hours after floating the preposterous notion that Ted Cruz's father was somehow connected to a presidential assassination, Ted Cruz taking his victory speech yesterday, an opportunity to reach out an olive branch.
You mean Trump?
Well, yeah, Donald Trump, thank you very much. Reaching out an olive branch to Ted Cruz and saying that he's a hell of a competitor. And thus begins Donald Trump's attempt to unite the Republican Party leading up to the Cleveland Convention. Listen, there's going to be a lot said about what happened last night and, frankly, what happened over the past several months since this primary process began with the first debate back in August. We know that you've been there watching it all and taking a look at it all. And now that the Republican process appears to be over, we want to hear from you. Let's look back on all of this. After last night and after everything that's been said, who are the winners and who are the losers? I mean, it's obviously easy to say, well, Donald Trump is a winner because, well, because he won.
He won.
But sure, you can say that some of the losers are people who, well, didn't win. You know, you've got Scott Walker who didn't even get into the race. He dropped out before Iowa. But see, in my mind, and why don't hear from you, 888-630-9625, looking at this whole process, who are the winners and losers this morning? See, I think Scott Walker, in a way, is a winner because he didn't get muddied by this. He got out. He saw what was going on. He didn't drag it out. He didn't waste money. He didn't waste his political good name and waste his political capital to get dragged down into this. He saw there was no path to victory. Think about it. When he did come back into the fray, when Wisconsin was in play, he utilized his political clout in that state and gave Ted Cruz an enormous victory. So he proved that he had some major political influence in Wisconsin, which is an important state. It keeps him relevant for another run because he didn't get dragged into the mire. Scott Walker, I think, played this thing pretty well. I'd like to call him a pretty big winner in this whole thing, in his own way. In fact, Scott Walker is still in position to be a viable vice presidential candidate, theoretically, and he could actually be a sound voice for the more establishment wing of the Republican Party, and yet he's also a bit of a renegade. Let's face it, Scott Walker wasn't even the establishment pick to be the governor of Wisconsin. So I want to throw a little his way. And sadly, I think one of the big losers in this whole process, really sadly in my opinion, yeah, is Carly Fiorina. Mm-hmm. Because I love Carly Fiorina. I think she was great, and I loved her voice in this whole process. But man, in retrospect, the decision that she made almost a week ago to accept Ted Cruz's selection to be his vice presidential candidate in this very unorthodox thing, it smacked of desperation. The polls show that not only did it not help Ted Cruz, it actually ended up hurting Ted Cruz because I think it looked desperate. And now Carly Fiorina there's no way she can be part of a Trump administration that I can see. She can't be on the ticket. So what does Carly Fiorina do now? And she was meant to help Ted Cruz. She ended up not helping Ted Cruz, and now I don't see what her political future is. So I think that she ends up, sadly, being one of the political losers here. What about you? 888-630-WMAL.
Chris Christie's a winner. He picked the right horse, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, after he got out, he jumped right on the Donald bandwagon and has chosen to has seemed, you know, like he picked the right horse to follow there. So I think he came out smelling okay on this. Some of the winners were the Republican candidates who there were 17. Remember when we started way back when, and who decided early on, look, this is not happening for me. I'm just going to get out of the race. You know, and I'll put Marco Rubio in that category. He decided that he was going to get out, and he was not going to be the nominee, and he just he took his little marbles and went home. I think when you do that, you show an immense amount of grace, and sometimes that's the right thing to do. Ted Cruz did not come out as bad as you might imagine in all this. Think about this for a moment. Ted Cruz is 45 years old,
mm-hmm,
and he's only halfway through his first Senate term. You know, I mean, here is a junior senator from the state of Texas who comes in and makes a heck of a run. And when you look at how he ran his campaign, say what you will about Ted Cruz, if you don't like him, that's fine. But he ran a damn good campaign. His campaign was almost flawless. I think it sort of came apart at the end. But I think by and large, he showed people that he had some stuff, and I think that's something that you walk away with your head held high in that regard. So he's not a complete loser in this whole process. I don't know what's in his future, but he goes back to the United States Senate. He comes back somebody that you have to now contend with and have to pay attention to.
Yeah, I think so. I like Ted Cruz, and I think that he, in many ways, he did show his stuff. I wonder, though, because he's, when he goes back to the Senate, he's still, you know, unpopular there.
Well,
but
he has the opportunity now to sort of clean that up if he wants to.
Can he do that? Well, we'll see.
I mean, some of the things that made him unpopular were decisions he made, you could ostensibly say, because he was going to run for the office of the presidency. He wanted to take certain stands against the administration and against the establishment, and he did that. But that's not going to be his driving force going forward, is it?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I want to take issue with your Marco Rubio belief, but I want to get to calls first. But I'm not sure about Marco Rubio coming out clean on this one. Roger in the district. Let's start with you, Roger. You're on WMAO.
Hi, good morning. I think there are two reasons that both Trump and Cruz can be winners together. One, the obvious, if Trump were to nominate Cruz to the Supreme, say he'll nominate him to the Supreme Court, that would calm a lot of waters. But the other reason I think that would be a good move is because there's those out there who say Trump will be an imperial president, et cetera, et cetera. Trump comes out and said, look, if I nominate Cruz, he's not going to let me be an imperial president.
Yeah. That's true. He's putting an automatic check on himself. That's a good point, Roger. And I think that a lot of people would warm up to the idea of Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court for the next 35 years.
Yeah.
Boy, what a thought that is. Can I throw another idea out there in terms of winners and losers? A big loser, professional political pundits who have been wrong pretty much from day one about this process and about the Trump campaign. Like 1 year ago, where are we in May right now? May 4th?
May 4th.
1 year ago, Jeb Bush a lock for the GOP
That's
nomination.
That's what they said.
Oh, the, yeah. He's the front runner. There's no way. He's got all the money. He's got all the endorsements. It'll take a miracle for Jeb Bush not to be the nominee. All of the people who get paid in this town to go on television and tell you what you should think and tell you what's going to happen because they've got this vast knowledge, they have been humiliated by Donald Trump and by this process. And what was amazing to me is at no point did they reverse course. At no point did they say, you know, maybe I should rethink the way I've been looking at this. Nope. They knew what they knew, and they continued to know what they know. They still know what they know. You look at George Will saying, nope, this can't happen, this can't happen, this can't happen, we can't do this. It's happening because the voters, they all took the voters out of the equation. All right, more of your calls. Who are the winners and who are the losers in this whole process? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. WMAL Traffic and Weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we're the winners here through Annandale Tyson's to the Legion Bridge. I'm not seeing any problems or backups. Off to a great start. Same story really coming in from the west. 66 as expected, though. The volume as you push out of Manassas toward Centerville. Haven't released the pressure yet inside the Beltway through Falls Church. But once those HOV restrictions kick in at 6:30, that clears quickly. 95 Stafford, Aquia, Woodbridge on the brakes. 395 into Landmark, leaving the Beltway and heading on DC 295 northbound past the Naval Research Lab. Check with DDOT again. No incidents reported along the way, just the heavy volume. 270, the volume is what we have through Urbana down to Clarksburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day today. We got some showers, maybe some thunder possible. It's going to look a lot like yesterday. High of 61. Tonight, cloudy skies and showers overnight. Maybe thunderstorms overnight as well. Low of 51. And tomorrow's going to look a lot like today. Cloudy skies with showers, high of 59. We're looking at rain in the forecast really until Sunday when it looks like it's going to break. Sunday, high in the mid-70s with sunny skies. Look at that. 55 degrees right now, 617. WMAL, this is where Washington comes to talk.
I got to tell you, I feel bad for Carly. I think she holds the world record for shortest VP candidacy. I think she beat Shecky Thompson from 1953. He was VP for, I think, 4 weeks. Great guy.
I don't remember Shecky Thompson,
no, I don't
but
even.
See, that's the knowledge Greg Gutfeld brings to the table. And I'm with him. I feel bad for Carly, but definitely she, I think, emerges as one of the tarnished people in this whole procedure. 888-630-WMAL, winners and losers. Tom in the district.
Hey, Tom.
You're on WMAL.
Good morning. I would pick Ben Carson if I was Trump. I'm an independent, but I like Ben Carson. I know I've been knowing him from a distance, and he's very sharp, and he's very reasoned, and he can take the sharp edges off of Trump. I like Carly Fiorina, but I think she's probably done politically. I disagree with you respectfully on what's his name, Cruz. I think he came out very childish at the end. And I don't think that Hillary has it in the bag. This is a wave of outsiders are going to win.
Oh, heck yeah. I don't think anybody thinks Hillary has it in the bag, Tom. You're right. A good analysis there. You know, some people were saying Hillary's the big winner last night because she's got Donald Trump to face off against because they're so sure that she can beat Trump.
There's some interesting polling going on out there. That if you take the electorate and you ask them this question, not just Hillary versus Donald Trump, but if you have a choice between Hillary or Donald Trump or not voting, it's an interesting how much better Donald Trump does in that equation.
Ah, that's a very interesting
thing.
It's
a very interesting thing.
All right. How about Jim in Gainesville? Jim, you're on WMAL. Winners and losers, Jim.
Morning, guys. I agree with all your comments. I think the big winners are the voters who decided they had had enough of the status quo, and I think the big losers are the Republican Party establishment, who just failed to see that freight train coming.
And never adjusted, never shifted for it, did they? Jim has a little drop the mic moment. I love those. You know, somebody just said Ted Cruz came across a little childish at the end. I don't know. I mean, listen, it's he definitely went all in on Indiana, and he put everything out there, and it didn't come through for him. But I got to say,
in the last hours of the campaign, he called Donald Trump a serial philanderer, a pathological liar, a narcissist, a man who is totally amoral. And by the way, Donald Trump, accused his dad of somehow being responsible for the assassination of JFK.
Or at least connected to Oswald.
Come on.
But you're right. I want to take that challenge. See, I think that was Marco Rubio's big misstep. I don't know if Marco Rubio comes out looking very good here, because his last couple of weeks were incredibly childish. I think he diminished himself quite a bit in the way
you may be right about that.
I could be wrong.
I just think that, you know, there is something to be said for a candidate that realizes it ain't my time and I'm going to get out. John Kasich. I think there's some grace in that, and I think that people look fondly upon somebody who said, okay, I came in there, I gave it my best, it didn't work out for me, I'm just going to go back to doing this other thing here, and I think people like that.
Yeah, no, I do too. I would have liked it better if Rubio had done it 2 weeks ahead of time, so someone had a better chance in Florida. David in Silver Spring, you're on WMAL. Winners and losers last night, David.
Well, good morning. You kind of took my thunder out, but I was just going to say the people like Mark Levin, Karl Rove, Glenn Beck, who lost thousands of people following them because they kept backing Cruz without ever taking a look at Trump. I think they're the big losers.
Let me jump in there, because I'm the one who raised, you know, the losers being all the political pundits and the experts in this town. Let me make a distinction here. Glenn Beck, I don't know Glenn Beck, but I know his shtick. And but Mark Levin is our colleague here, and here's the thing about Mark Levin that is different here, David. Mark Levin didn't present himself as some sort of political expert who predicted what would happen and discounted people and said, oh, well, they can't win and they can't win and this person. Mark Levin took his stand for Ted Cruz because of his principled beliefs in what he thinks is right for this country and who he thought was going to be the best candidate. He wasn't a pundit. He espoused exactly what his firm, personal, deeply held beliefs are, and he stood by them. And frankly, I think Glenn Beck did the same thing. Now, their candidate didn't win, but that doesn't mean that they are losers. Right?
I can understand what you're saying, but when I've got a public audience that's kind of, you know, paying a lot of my bills, let's just say, I'm not sure that's how it works, but, and then to go out on such far a limb, yeah. I think you've gone beyond your principles to back a candidate. You know, it would have been one if, because I listened to them, like, religiously, and seems to me they went a little too far with the backing of Cruz, and I think they lost some people because of that.
Maybe. I don't know, David. And listen, Mark Levin doesn't need me to defend him. God knows. He's got his own microphone.
I think that the thing that Mark Levin found very attractive about Ted Cruz was his belief in the Constitution.
Of course.
Now, that's what Mark Levin is all about.
Of course. Fundamental constitutional principles.
The two
principles.
Were in sync on that issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't... Listen, I think anybody who understands Mark Levin has read his books and has listened to him for years. I think when they found out that he was going to back Ted Cruz, like, well, duh, of course. All right, more of your calls in a moment. Winners and losers from last night. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. Let's face it, cash management is key to the success of your business. I invite you to visit johnmarshallbank.com. We'll introduce you to a better way to bank. johnmarshallbank.com.
Member FDIC.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. That's right, rent-a-state. Did you know that you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renter's Warehouse, they are D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, and they're ready to help you because, listen, you know it's a good idea to rent your property. It makes all the sense in the world, and you can have a stream of income coming in, someone else paying your mortgage, you get all that. But who wants to deal with the headaches, right? Who wants to deal with the paperwork? How do you find the right tenant? Well, Renter's Warehouse does that. They exist for only one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. And by the way, if you're already a landlord, you know the headaches I'm talking about. Why don't you hand those keys and those headaches over to Renter's Warehouse? They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they'll manage your property 24/7 for $80 a month. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99. And will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Oxon Hill area. Crews responding to a report of a crash on 210. Northbound 210 past Palmer Road. This is prior to getting to the Capitol Beltway, so watch for that response. Heading northbound on DC 295 past the Naval Research Lab. We've had heavy volume there this morning. Incident free. Also doing a double check on the signal lights coming in from Clara Barton Parkway to the Chain Bridge. Have a bit of a lineup. The DDOT says, nope, looks like that light's properly working, so we're working through that signal light. Let's get you in from the west on 66. As you push through Manassas, Centerville on the brakes, again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church. No problems to report right now on 270, but boy, we're with you. Through Urbana, down past the exit for 109 for the heaviest stretch. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps and now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now, 627 on WMAL.
We should just point out, not to be mean, but John Kasich is still fourth in a three-man race with his delegate counts. He still trails Marco Rubio, who dropped out of the race several weeks ago.
Jake Tapper, that's a great way to put it. Fourth in a three-man race. Now fourth in a two-man race. Paul in Manassas, we're saying, who are the winners and losers after last night's big victory for Trump in Indiana?
Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, morning. How you guys doing?
Hey.
I want to say, Kasich, he has been a spectacular failure and loser from the moment he opened his mouth at the very first debate, announced that the illegals were going nowhere, and then pretty much adopted the entire DNC talking points as a Republican candidate. I think the guys are retrograding around have called it. He's a loser.
All right, Paul, thanks. He's staying in, though.
I think he's a loser for doing that.
He tweeted in last night, California, here we come. So there it is. By the way, Matt Schlapp coming up at 8:05 from the American Conservative Union. We'll get his take on all of these proceedings at 6:28.
Does your timeshare feel like that late-night infomercial product you couldn't resist? Promises not delivered on, pricing too good to be true? Well, lucky for you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy or sell or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today with offices right here in Towson and Arlington. You'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Coming up on WMAL, why are those lines at TSA at the airport getting so much longer? Well, Kelly Yamanuchi is a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and she's got some insight into that. You're going to want to know this, considering it's almost summer vacation time, and y'all are going to go flying somewhere. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Ted Cruz now joins the ranks of 2016 also-rans.
The voters chose another path.
Indiana marks the end of the road for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
And a major victory for Donald Trump as he becomes the Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
What Ted did is really a very brave thing to do. We want to bring unity to the Republican Party.
After months of battling it out with the RNC,
it's all a rigged system. It's really a disgusting system.
The billionaire finally getting a message of support from the very top. Party Chairman Reince Priebus tweeting, Trump will be the presumptive nominee. We all need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Sarah Murray on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, a Bernie Sanders win in Indiana.
A lot of buzz right now. The headline is, it was a big night for Bernie Sanders. It keeps his campaign on the trail, though the numbers in the race for the nomination continue to work against him. And for her part, Hillary Clinton's campaign was pledging to stump for votes in every state left on the primary calendar, though they're also gaming out her message for a general election campaign.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Things are back to normal this morning on the MARC commuter Brunswick line after 2 days of disruptions because of the Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington. The union representing Metro bus drivers is calling for better protection for those drivers in light of yesterday morning's hijacking of a Metro bus in D.C. David Stevens is spokesman for the Amalgamated Transit Union.
We are extremely concerned about the state of safety for transit workers. And as a result of that, that makes us equally as concerned about safety for the riders. Anytime that a transit worker is in harm's way, that means that the riders that rely on them to run and operate that service are also in harm's way.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,751, the NASDAQ at 47,63. Sports, the Nationals' road winning streak is over as they blow a ninth-inning lead and lose to the Royals. The O's win again, and the Caps take on the Penguins tonight in Game 4. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. Like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks and read other contributions at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And through the district, delays quickly growing with the crash on the southeast-southwest freeway. If you're coming from the 11th Street Bridge and going westbound right near the 3rd Street Tunnel, it's along the right side. It's also jamming us coming across the 14th Street Bridge, checking out the activity. They may have a left lane blocked as well with response. On the George Washington Parkway, also we get slammed here trying to get onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway past Alabama Avenue with a heavy volume. Nothing reported along the way, but that's right where the delays end. So DDOT and crews send in, but do a double check there. On 210, northbound as you head toward Palmer Road, crash. That's prior to getting to the Beltway. Watch for police direction there. Coming in from the west, 66, heavy now through Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, seeing those brake lights. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark. And again, you hit those delays on the 14th Street Bridge. Heaviest stretch 270, Urbana past 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the gray sky through midweek, maybe a little bit longer as showers still in the forecast. Front to the west of us still needs to come through. Unsettled for the rest of the week. Clouds today, clouds tomorrow. A few showers around both days. Maybe a thunderstorm mixed in with highs close to 60 degrees. Overnight lows down near 50. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Vienna, 52 in Silver Spring, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 637 right here on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 705, Joe Trippi, Democratic Party strategist, will join us, give us his take on how Hillary just can't seal the deal after her humiliating defeat in Indiana last night. 735, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. And at 805, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union about the, well, the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, one billionaire real estate mogul, Donald Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Before you fly away, though, you got to go past that TSA checkpoint. And guess what? This summer, that's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a huge challenge. The TSA is saying, hey, you know what? It used to be that we'd say get to the airport, you know, a little over an hour before the flight. Now they're saying minimum 2 hours. I mean, 2 hours. And the TSA checkpoint lines are really bad. I mean, I noticed yesterday our friend Tom Bevan from over at Real Clear Politics,
yes,
tweeted out that he said, this is what he tweeted. He said, stuck in the most hideous security line ever at O'Hare. And trust me, I've seen some bad ones. It has started. What is going on? Why all of a sudden are we having these long lines at the TSA checkpoints? Joining us on the line right now is a reporter who has written about this for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Kelly Yamanuchi. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good. How are you?
Well, in Atlanta, you know a thing about too about big airports, and you're being told there in Atlanta, as people are all around the country, get ready. It's going to be a mess this summer.
Right, exactly. And Hartsfield-Jackson here in Atlanta is the world's busiest airport, and the lines over the last several months in particular have gotten extremely long, you know, winding throughout the terminal, and the wait times have been as long as an hour long during some of the peak times.
What happened?
Well, you know, there's a few different things that have combined to create this this issue of extremely long lines. One, you have the TSA has actually had less staff compared with just 5 years ago because of budget cuts. But at the same time, you have these huge increases in passenger counts and the number of people traveling. You know, Hartsfield-Jackson here in Atlanta, for example, has had double-digit increases in the numbers of people going through the TSA security checkpoints every day. And so you have those two factors. And then at the same time, the TSA is trying to do a better job of screening passengers because of criticisms that they've gotten about not catching prohibited items during the test.
What about the TSA pre-program? And does that somehow figure into all of this?
Yes, you know, the TSA is trying to encourage more people to sign up for the pre-check program, which you pay an $85 fee, and that lasts for 5 years to get expedited screening. It allows you to, when you qualify, to keep on your jacket, keep your laptop in your bag, and keep your shoes on. Mm-hmm. And the line does move faster, but at some times people have complained that sometimes the line for pre-check can be longer, but the idea is that it can move faster because of that expedited screening.
Well, there's also a fee for that expedited screening, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So it's that $85 registration fee. and
so we're going to make your life miserable with this thing, but if you pay us some money, we'll make it less miserable is sort of
right,
how
this works. That is what they're saying, yes.
Is there anything that flyers can do, passengers can do to make this process go a little bit faster? Because, I travel a lot, and I am still dumbfounded that people don't know some of the basics when going through an airport screening process, and I wonder how much of this entire process is slowed down by the passengers not being informed on what the rules are.
Oh, that is absolutely true. You know, and the TSA actually did a little demonstration here in Atlanta a number of months back where they showed how people who have a prohibited item like a large water bottle, for example, that's not allowed to go through security, how that can slow up the line. And, you know, also when there's something like a weapon, you know, a firearm that's caught at a line, that can shut down the whole line temporarily, and that really slows down the system. So it is really important for people to check their bags and make sure that they're not taking, you know, any prohibited liquids or prohibited items to the checkpoint, because that, you know, combined with a number of people running into that issue can really slow down the process.
Are they going to do anything to fix this, or are we just in for this from now on?
You know, the TSA is trying a number of new things to try to improve the lines. It's a process, so there's not necessarily going to be any big relief anytime soon, but they are adding some more staff this summer, and they're also testing some new systems in certain airports. In Atlanta, they're going to be testing a new system using a new conveyor belt system to try to get people to speed their items along when they're ready, so you don't have to wait behind somebody who is confused about, you know, what should be in their bag and what shouldn't, and do I need to take my belt off? So hopefully that test will bear some fruit and show that you can speed the system up.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you giving us this information. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was
going
to say one pet peeve of mine is I think things could go faster if the TSA agents didn't spend so much of their time while going through the screening process talking to each other about when their next break is.
Yeah.
That drives me
insane. Would help a little.
I'm just saying.
Thank you very much, Kelly Yamanuchi from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's now 6:43.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now. now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. And also, like many people, I brought those into adulthood. I don't like going to the dentist. I got a fear of the dentist. I put it off for a while. But for the past 2 years, my life has been changed by Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists, and they helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it has been life-changing. Their approach with me has been compassionate and non-judgmental, and they really walk you through your visit every step of the way. I love that about them. And here's another thing I love about Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. May is National Military Appreciation Month, so they're going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. So if you've been thinking of that last reason to sort of put off your reluctance to go to the dentist and you need this final little push, here it is. Do it for Fisher House, all right? And everyone's going to be happy. If you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, call Rocky, my friend Rocky. She'll take care of you at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434. Check them out online, BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The problems heading through the district right now that affects the commute. First, coming out of Virginia off of 395. I'm looking at delays back near the Pentagon. Just jammed across the 14th Street Bridge heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel where we lose two lanes with the crash. And the second accident, DDOT tells me, on the opposite side, westbound side of the freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel with delays coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and DC 295. So again, coming out of Virginia, watch for those feeder roads approaching 395, such as the George Washington Parkway. I'm really looking at those delays quickly growing at a standstill. 210 northbound before the Beltway and through Oxon Hill, slowing the crash right near Palmer Road under police direction. All right, Luckett's, you need to listen up because we have a problem. Vehicle into a utility pole and looks like they're stopping traffic on 15 just south of Point of Rock. So if you normally take 15 and you come in through that direction, say out of Jefferson, you might want to head over to 270 as your option. 270 through Urbana down to Hyattstown and 109 for the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky is sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 647.
It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today we're gonna move into the world of insects again, you know, because insects are critters in our book. We often talk about cicadas and they're critters. And this insect is a troublesome insect. It is the tick. I mean, literally, is there anything worse in the world than a blood-sucking tick?
Mm.
And I'm not talking about your favorite politicians. I'm talking about those things that you pick up when you go out into the woods.
Awful.
and you walk through the tall grass, and then the little ticks gonna come up your leg, and then they burrow in, and you know you got a problem because you know you got to get rid of the ticks. Well, we're in the height of tick season, and so experts are saying, look, you know, use a body a tick repellent if you can. Be sure that you tuck in your pants into your socks if you're walking through the tall grass out in the country, because you know that's how ticks get in. They come up underneath and they get in up your leg, and then they find a place that's warm
and you, then you have a problem.
There you go.
But ticks are not all bad, because there's actually a positive side to ticks.
I always been wondering. See, I see no positive side to mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But
there's a positive side to ticks.
I see no positive side to the ticks.
Well, no, let me tell you how this works. You see, you take your best girl, right? You go out and you take a walk through the forest, through the grass and the fields. You come back, you got to do the tick check.
This is a country song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's true.
You said best girl.
Yeah,
that was a tell.
There is that.
All right.
All right. So ticks. Now we move from ticks to supersized rats. Because, when you think about supersizing something, it's generally a positive thing,
yeah,
except when it's rats.
Maybe some fries, Diet Coke.
You don't want the supersized rats.
No,
well,
you don't.
I want to take you Dateline Pakistan. Apparently.
Wait a second. These are Pakistani supersized rats.
Yes, they are. And
it's a
problem. Not only are they supersized, they're mean. And they're biting people. Are you ready for this? They say that 2,500 residents of Peshawar are bitten by rats. Rats in the past month. They're very aggressive rats.
Well, they're jihadis. Jihadist rats.
They're ISIS rats. I don't know what they are. But anyway, apparently they got a problem with rats in Pakistan, and they're biting people, and it's a serious thing.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Very serious thing when 2,500 people in one town get beaten by a rat in 1 month.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So
make me wear a burqa next time.
If you go to Peshawar, you have been warned.
Yeah.
About the supersized biting rats.
Yeah, that's going to be at the top of your warning list when you go to Peshawar, Pakistan. Yeah, it sounds like a great summer vacation for the family. If it weren't for the rats, that's the only problem.
Yeah, that bite you.
That's going to hurt the tourist bureau there big time.
Yeah, the Peshawar tourist bureau. Is recommending that you bring a rat traps.
Traps.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll definitely get in the way of your Taliban tour.
And a sad note, in Missouri, they had to destroy 39,000 turkeys.
That's a tragedy.
That is.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right.
The humanity.
Yeah, well,
the turkanity.
Apparently, there was an outbreak of bird flu, and they don't want that to spread.
No,
so
we don't.
They don't take any chances. So, what this may mean is that if you want turkey, later this year, it may cost you more because there'll be fewer of them.
That's bad.
It is now 6:51.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do you know that Mother's Day is now only 4 days away? Have you done anything, right? Have you? Well, no. If you haven't, you need to get busy about it, because Mom is unique and special, and she needs a unique and special gift, like Sherry's Berries. Today only, a special deal, because you know me. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses, $39.99 plus shipping. That's two perfect gifts, all from one place. That's right. Two gifts in one. This is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in my name, Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. The berries are phenomenal. The roses are beautiful. You can't go wrong. Roses and chocolatey-covered strawberries from Sherry's Berries. The only way to get this deal, this one-day deal, is to go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Use my special code, click on the microphone, and put in my name, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. Berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code, Brian Wilson, a limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. Alternatively, you can pick up the phone and call 866-FRUIT-02.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitchman. Come network with local Virginia and D.C. area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the hottest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Greenbelt Marriott on Ivy Lane, and Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-517-0053. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-517-0053. Write it down. That's 800-517-0053. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Clubs.
Let's check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report with Stephanie Shelton. Hey, Steph.
Hey, and right now, anybody's money apparently isn't doing too well. Futures suggesting a sharply lower open later this morning on Wall Street. Now, there may be a bidding war ahead for U.S. cancer drug maker Medivation. Pfizer reportedly has approached Medivation about an offer. This after Medivation rejected the initial bid from Sanofi. Adidas wants to sell its money-losing golf business. The sports company will focus on shoes and clothes. Adidas reportedly had strong branded reported quarterly sales, especially in the U.S. McDonald's is testing garlic fries at four San Francisco restaurants. Now, if it's successful, the menu item could spread to 250 McDonald's restaurants in California by August. The fries are tossed with a pureed mix of garlic and olive oil, Parmesan cheese, parsley, and salt. Breath mints, anyone? A big blow to Apple's bottom line. India has rejected Apple's bid to import used iPhones to sell to that huge Indian market. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland out of Greenbelt. Get ready because the Baltimore-Washington Parkway delay is increasing with this crash inside the Beltway, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Before you get to Good Luck Road, one lane was getting by at last check. Now starting to see the backups coming off of the inner loop of the Beltway. On 50, delays near 202 inside the Beltway to head to DC 295 southbound. Each direction of the freeway, we're bunched up to the 3rd Street Tunnel. The crash first will start coming out of Virginia, blocks the two right lanes, and delays back out of Shirlington. And then the one coming off of the 11th Street Bridge is blocking the single right lane near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, and actually, that rain is going to continue pretty much all week long until Sunday. So just have your umbrellas around every day this week. Sunday, though, I just want to focus on the good. Sunday, we'll have some morning clouds, but then afternoon sun the rest of the day, highs in the low 70s. So this rainy week that we're having, it too shall pass, my friends. Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:57.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
And then there was one. After an incredible campaign and 17 candidates, for all intents and purposes, there's only one left standing. Governors, senators, outsiders, and insiders were dispatched. The pundits in Washington, D.C. elite were proven wrong time and time again. Donald Trump has assumed the title of presumptive Republican nominee for president. When he announced in his large Trump Tower back in June, I don't even think he thought he could achieve what he has. After winning the Indiana Republican primary, Trump is in a strong enough position that he cannot likely be defeated even in a contested convention. The Never Trump movement has some soul searching to do. Will they really support Hillary Clinton or a third-party candidate over a Republican nominee? Clearly, if they do that, the White House goes back to the Democrats. More importantly, will pundits, the media, Congress put Trump's brashness aside and focus on his message? If they don't, they might just be dispatched as well. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com, secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, you know, while of all this talk about presumptive nominee Donald Trump, we need to look at what happened to Hillary last night. She lost. Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist, will join us.
Plus, a Navy SEAL falls in Iraq, the third combat death in the latest groundswell in Iraq.